You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And now it's time for Neutral Corner.
Indeed it is. This time we're looking at the recent summit between American President Donald Trump and North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un, which I'm sure you're all aware of.
What?
I haven't been writing about that for the last 4 weeks on Breakfast News.
Well, I don't do breakfast, so...
And Ben doesn't actually get up for... Anyway, go on.
So, yeah, the two agreed on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula sort of at some point in the future. There was very little detail beyond that. But the meeting was still framed as this very momentous occasion by the American side, as in this quite theatrical video produced by the White House, which we're going to play for you right now.
7 billion people inhabit planet Earth. Of those alive today, only a small number will leave a lasting impact. And only the very few will make decisions or take actions that renew their homeland and change the course of history. History may appear to repeat itself for generations. Cycles that never seem to end. There have been times of relative peace and times of great tension. While this cycle repeats, the light of prosperity and innovation has burned bright for most of the world. History is always evolving, and there comes a time when only a few are called upon to make a difference. But the question is, what difference will the few make? The past doesn't have to be the future. Out of the darkness can come the light, and the light of hope can burn bright. What if a people that share a common and rich heritage can find a common future? Their story is well known, but what will be their sequel? Destiny Pictures presents A Story of Opportunity. A new story, a new beginning. One of peace, two men, two leaders, one destiny. A story about a special moment in time when a man is presented with one chance that may never be repeated. What will he choose? To show vision and leadership? Or not? There can only be two results. One of moving back. Or one of moving forward. A new world can begin today. One of friendship, respect, and goodwill. Be part of that world, where the doors of opportunity are ready to be opened. Investment from around the world, where you can have medical breakthroughs, an abundance of resources, innovative technology, and new discoveries. What if? Can history be changed? Will the world embrace this change? And when could this moment in history begin? It comes down to a choice. On this day, in this time, at this moment, the world will be watching, listening, anticipating, hoping. Will this leader choose to advance his country and be part of a new world? Be the hero of his people? Will he shake the hand of peace and enjoy prosperity like he has never seen? A great life or more isolation? Which path will be chosen? Featuring President Donald Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a meeting to remake history, to shine in the sun. One moment, one choice. What if? The future remains to be written.
Right, Ben, someone has texted in, what the fuck, and I agree. Well, what the fuck?
Tell you what the fuck. That was a video, a slightly sort of almost cult-like video.
Like a Scientology vid.
Don't name them specifically.
Like,
a conspiracy theory.
Litigious, Lachlan. But yeah, it does seem like one of those videos you watch on YouTube is like, expand your consciousness. Anyway, so that was that.
Shine in the light.
What have we got next, Ben?
So, yeah, uninvolved in this meeting, but certainly watching closely, would be China, an ally of North Korea, and a rival of the United States, especially with its new president, Donald Trump, who is sort of engaged in the semi-trade war with China, which I do think is the sort of context that this is all happening in, that China may have told North Korea to make nice with America as a way of getting leverage in trade talks, because obviously it's good for Trump to be seen to be doing this ahead of the midterm elections. But of course, we don't know for certain. But on China's Global Television News, which is their sort of state broadcaster on their American branch, CGT in America, the meeting was covered by their current affairs program, The Heat.
Before we go into that,
all right,
well, someone's texted in. We're popular today. They've said, would you prefer World War III? Trump can never do right, eh?
Well, we're probably not going to get World War III.
I mean, it's just, you know, that's just not going to happen. Whoever you are texting in, don't be so ridiculous.
And I mean, well, look, and don't. Go easy on the guy, you know.
I mean,
as long as you don't read their number out.
Yeah, everyone docks this guy. Let's hear from China's state broadcaster.
United States President Donald Trump and the leader of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Kim Jong-un, hold a historic summit in Singapore. What has it accomplished? Hello, I'm Arnold Naidu, and this is The Heat. It was an extraordinary moment. After months of threats and insults, the leaders of the US and the DPRK shook hands and held talks in Singapore. Afterwards, they signed a joint statement. It says that Kim Jong-un is committed to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, while President Trump is committed to providing security guarantees to the DPRK. Both leaders said the summit is ushering in a new era in relations between their countries.
Today we had a historic meeting and decided to leave the past behind.
Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time.
And for more now on the summit, we're joined by CGTN's Wang Guan, who joins us from Singapore. And Wang Guan, how did the two leaders get along and what was accomplished?
Well, Anand, I think it would be fair to say that personal relations matter in state-to-state interactions. And one can argue it is especially true for President Donald Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un. The two men seem to have got along yesterday here in Singapore, a 13-second handshake, 45-minute one-on-one session with nobody but their interpreters. We can also tell from body languages, Chairman Kim patted President Trump multiple times on the back. That may seem common in a Western context, but don't forget, Koreans are usually, they tend to be a more reserved culture. So patting on the back of the U.S. president can seem a lot. And also Chairman Kim Jong-un said in English, or was heard saying in English when he first met with President Trump, nice to meet you, Mr. President. Also, Donald Trump wasn't shy about his feelings about Kim Jong-un either. He said Kim Jong-un was smart. He thinks Kim Jong-un is funny. And he also thinks that this 34-year-old, 33-year-old is running the country tough. So there seems to be good chemistry. But let's not forget also, during the photo op, when the two men turned to the towards the cameraman, towards the photographers, their smiles froze. No smile on their face, no facial expression whatsoever. And that was interpreted as, the DPRK leader had to take into consideration his domestic audience, not to look tough with a sitting U.S. president. After all, domestic politics in many cases, influence or determine even foreign policies.
Yes, yep. So that was the CGT and the heat on this recent summit that we've been talking about. And you can see there the way he did sort of say it was like a friendly meeting, but there was obviously these tensions behind it. But I think that would be broadly in line with the way the sort of Chinese state... It's sorry, I have to sneeze there. Taken their long. Actually, no, I think it's all right. Presenting the meeting as quite a good, summit, but that it's not this sort of huge...
Huge deal that's been made out of it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Korea will be reunited anytime soon.
Still, that's what they said about Germany.
Okay.
So, stay hopeful, Lachlan, like that guy who texted in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.